Hi everyone, a good Monday to you, and a good Memorial Day as well. Well, after the inundation of rainfall, for some of us, some snow over the weekend, nonetheless the very chilly temperatures, good things do come to those who wait. Unfortunately, we did wait the entire holiday weekend to get a phenomenal day for the holiday today, with lots of sunshine and high temperatures today getting through the 60s, and some of us perhaps as warm as 70, 71 across the listening area this afternoon. The weather setup for today shows an area of low pressure continuing to depart from eastern portions of New England and through eastern Canada. That would be the system that we dealt with over the weekend. High pressure extends from Ontario through the Great Lakes, through New York, and down into the Mid-Atlantic, and will continue to move over us as we head through today, tonight, and the first portion of Tuesday. There's a system across the central U.S., a boundary draped from basically the northern Rockies through the plains, the Mississippi Valley, trending toward the Ohio and the Tennessee valleys. And that system will make an approach toward the region as we head through Tuesday and through Tuesday night. And what that means is that we will lose the sunshine as we head through the middle and the second half of tomorrow, with showers and thunderstorms arriving as we make our way through the midnight hour Tuesday night and through the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday morning. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period back on Sunday, May 26th, with some breaks in the clouds during the afternoon. Thankfully, we got up to a high of 58 just after 6 o'clock last evening. 39 the day's low yesterday, that having occurred, believe it or not, just before midnight last night. 0.04 at the gauge at Albany International yesterday brought the yearly quantitative total up to 13.63 inches. The average for the year to date thus far should be 14.16. When you look at the last 30 years worth of climatological data for the year, that's a departure from normal, again, being in the red by approximately a half inch. The average high-low split for your Monday, May 27th, is 73 and 51, with the record high today being 94 from 1914, the record low 30 from 1969. The sun rose this morning at 5:22, will set later this evening at 8:23, rise once again tomorrow morning at approximately 5:22 a.m., setting tomorrow night at 8:24. Before we check out the local forecast for today and the next several days, let's look at some current conditions from around the region this morning, as some of us are waking up to some patchy ground fog, especially across the North Country and out across the Berkshires. It's 47 right now at Albany National versus 51 at Voorheesville. Beyond that, it's 29 at Charlotteville, believe it or not, 35 at Milford, to 33 at Halcott Center, and 31 at Bel Air Mountain. A bit of a disparity in terms of some of the temperatures across the region, valley locations versus the higher terrain, as many of us in the valleys during the overnight period have seen our wind calm out. It's 43 at Kingston, 37 in the village of Catskill, to 42 at Hurley. 43 Hudson, 36 at Ghent, to 38 in Pittsfield versus 36 at Lanesboro, Massachusetts. Into Vermont we go, 32 at Woodford, 34 at Bennington, to 40 at Mount Snow. At Lowell, Vermont right now, 32, 33 at Manchester, 34 at Rutland. Jumping back into New York State, into the North Country, it's 40 at Lake George, 33 at Glens Falls, and 47 at Gainsborough. At Saratoga Springs, at least downtown, it's 43, but at Saratoga Airport, it is 45. Malta Ridge at 47 to 48 at Round Lake. Glenville right now, you're sitting at a temperature of 48. North Bethlehem, though, at 35, 45 Latham, and 38 in Brunswick. Canajoharie, you've got a reported temperature of 41. Dodgeville at 34, 38 Broad Alban, 43, though, at Duanesburg. And then back into the heart of the Adirondacks this morning, this is where we find our coldest temperatures, some of us because of a snow cover, 38 Indian Lake, 32 Long Lake, 28 Saranac Lake, and 31 at Mount Van Hovenberg. So on the forecast for the remainder of your holiday here on Memorial Day this Monday, Sunday to partly cloudy, will pick up the breeze out of the northwest at speeds of 8 to 18 miles per hour. Some higher gusts will be possible, with a forecast high up to 71. Clear, calm, chilly overnight tonight. Watch out for some areas of frost again, especially up north. 43 in Albany, down to 34 at Glens Falls. A sunny start to your Tuesday before we increase the clouds during the middle of the second half of the day. Pleasant, though, with a high of 75. Showers and thunderstorms do arrive as we head through Tuesday night, pushing through the Wednesday morning commute. An overnight low down to 60. Then once the showers and storms do end, by about midday on Wednesday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, humid, and a high of 77. If you think that's going to feel warm or perhaps summer-like, wait until Thursday and Friday. Mixed sun and clouds for Thursday, the threat of a shower or storm, humid, a high of 88. Feeling muggy for Friday into Saturday, perhaps an isolated shower or storm on Friday. Otherwise, it's a mixture of sunshine and clouds both days, taking a run at 90 for both Friday and Saturday later this week. Have a wonderful and safe holiday this Memorial Day. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.